Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the lion of Allah, has narrated, there are four types of striving. One, enjoining, meaning ordering people to do good. Two, preventing them from evils. Three, telling the truth at the place of patience. Fourth, having enmity for transgressors. The one who enjoining people to do good strengthens the hands of Muslims, whereas one preventing them from evils disgraces the transgressors. Dear viewers of Madani channel, no doubt one should only hate the transgression of a transgressor, but this does not mean at all that one is allowed to keep the company of a transgressor. It is stated on page number 172 of the 502-page book, Ghibat ki Tabakariya, in English, Backbiting a Cancer in Our Society, published by Maktabatul Madina. It is absolutely essential to avoid bad company, otherwise one's afterlife may be affected. Let me draw your attention to the following dua-i qunut that you recite in Salatul Witr. We say, وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجَرُكُ. Translation, O Allah, we isolate and leave the one who disobeys you. We say that. You may have become aware of its meaning today for the first time. So now keep it in mind and fulfill its promise that you make every day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while performing the witr salah. Repent of remaining in the company of those who do not offer salah, those who swear, those who backbite, those who have unlawful negative opinions and tell tales and commit various types of other sins. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is upon us to keep ourselves safe from transgressors and transgressions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us attain the rank of being His beloved. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.